Thoughts on Zephaniah, Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 7. God's desire for Judah. Let me just say that again. God's desire for Judah. Now I know for some that will be a red rag to a bull. They don't like talk of God's desire. He is the sovereign, almighty God. Whatever he wills, he accomplishes. But I believe in Scripture, I've preached on it, I've written about it. I believe it's very clear that God has a decree. Of course he has his sovereign decree, and whatever he decrees is absolutely certain of fulfillment. But I also see revealed in Scripture what I can only call God's desire. God's desire for Judah is here, Zephaniah 3:7. Let me read the verse to you. Let it speak for itself. I said to the city, this is God speaking through Zephaniah. I said to the city, surely you will fear me and accept correction. This is God speaking. He's not Zephaniah speaking in his own name. He didn't want them to fear him. He wasn't bringing correction in the sense that he was administering that correction. This is God himself, the Lord. Surely you will fear me and accept correction. Then her dwelling would not be cut off, nor all my punishments come upon her. But they were still eager to act corruptly in all they did. Therefore wait for me, declares the Lord. You can see it is the Lord speaking. And God, through Zephaniah, is turning back to Judah, principally Jerusalem. I said to the city, God speaking to the city, God is the sovereign, and he's speaking to his people, Jerusalem. But what an amazing word here. Oh, surely, surely you will fear me and accept correction. This speaks of God's desire. He wants them to turn back. He is willing for them to come back in the sense of desiring it. He's longing for them to come back. Do you object to that kind of talk? God does it several times, many times in Scripture, where he speaks to us as a man would speak. I believe it's as a man would speak. You could almost hear Zephaniah saying it his own name. But it's not Zephaniah. It is Zephaniah mouthing the words. But the doctrine, the teaching, the force of this is from God himself. I can only come to that view by reading it. He's speaking as a man, desiring. I can hear Paul speaking for himself in Romans 9-11. Oh, that I long for Israel, for the Jews to be saved. What can I do? What can I say that many, so many as possible of my fellow Jews can be converted? I can hear it in the letter to the Hebrews. I can hear that writer pleading with the Jews. Come back. This is what he wants them to come back to Christ and the covenant. Romans 9-11. You see it in Deuteronomy 5:29. Where God says, oh, that there was such a heart in Israel to obey my word. Oh, that they would always obey me. God's desire. You see it through the prophet Jeremiah. You see it many places. The gospel shows it. God's desire to see sinners saved. I haven't time to enlarge upon it now. See, the gospel offer is free, if you have any doubt. You see, it's the same today. God in the gospel is stretching out his hands to those who refuse him, Romans 10:21. God is doing this to the Ecclesia. He desires the Ecclesia to come back to the new covenant. I'm not talking about God's decree, God's will. That's a secret, I don't know. Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that reveal belong to us. That's the truth. And what is revealed is God has a decree, which is absolute, and he has a desire, which, speaking as a man, shows the freeness of his love and mercy. In the midst of wrath, he shows mercy. Well, this is true. I can say this to the unbeliever. It's true for the Ecclesia. It was true for Judah. It was true for Israel. My friend, it's true for you, whoever is listening. Are you a believer? Well, then, God is saying this about us, that we'll come back to him, those of us who have gone away. Are you a backslider? Then turn back to God. God desires you to come back. He's willing to receive you. He appeals to the churches. Read Revelation 2 and 3. Jesus appeals. The Lord Jesus appeals to the churches. Don't do this or I'll take away the candlestick. Will you come back to me? And if you're an unbeliever, are you listening to this? God is willing, desirous to see you saved. The desire is with him. But you're unwilling, aren't you? You won't have him. You will not come to me that you might have life. But are you listening now? Let the desire of God to save even you, my friend, even now, however many times you've refused him, to come to him now. You may have refused over and over again, but if you come to him now, I assure you, in the spirit of Hosea, God will be merciful to you, and he will have compassion upon you. Believer, it is true. Unbeliever, it is true. Oh, that they would fear me. Surely you will fear me and accept creation. Alas, alas, too often the answer is, God was willing, but we are not.